Welcome to another Wealth Coffee Chat, Property Management Wednesdays. If you're tuning in for the first time, my name's Cash Shostert and I represent the property management team here within the overall six-star group. So pretty excited, been invited back again on a Wednesday, so we must be doing something right, team, which is really good, and I'm loving all the questions that's coming through, team. So I can see a few people already jumping on. There you go. Morning, Luke. And Kevin, again, all the way from Florida. Great to have you on. Team, today, you know, the life of a property manager gets a bit busy sometimes, and, you know, it's sometimes good to pause and just reflect on what the week was and what's been happening. And, you know, for me, it's been quite cool. We've been getting back on the ground and getting out to some open homes and talking to some prospective tenants out there, which has been a great indication for me and some great insights to, you know, what's happening in this marketplace that we've been talking here. You know, holding property can be challenging, of course. I guess the framework we've come to Wealth Coffee Chats with is this concept around keeping you safe and making you wealthy. Last week we spoke about keeping safe and some rental reforms and things like that. Luke's already in the chat. I feel like for your target audience, you might well be, Luke. You might well be. And Sonia is here as well. So good morning to you. And you know, team, I think what we've experienced over the last week in particular, just getting back on the ground and meeting some people out in the marketplace, is that, yes, it is quite challenging for all the tenants out there. And I came across a situation. I was called in to help a client out, which, of course, if you guys know me, I love doing that part of the job. And this property was sitting vacant for almost 4 weeks. So about 3.5 weeks now, it's been vacant, average rent, $600 per week. We're going to do some math in a minute on that. But ultimately, the question came down to, why is my property vacant in a really strong market, right? And if that was the situation, which it was, what do we actually do next as the investor? And what should the property management team do next? And there's a couple of things to that. And morning, Monty. Good to see you again. Thanks for coming along. And team, you know, I think what we know to be true is that the market is quite strong, obviously. I think unless you've been living under a rock, it's all happening out there. The vacancy rates are low. For the most part, depending on where you are, demand is, you know, quite high as well, which is really cool. So we're certainly seeing some pretty cool results still in terms of rent price achievements out there in the marketplace. We're still seeing some pretty good stuff there. But probably to Luke's point, saying he could be maybe the target audience today, right? We're going through one as well out in new development out in Brisbane, A-grade property, where we're actually trying to set a new benchmark, right? We're trying to achieve 5, 10% plus above market value there. We want to outperform our competition, outperform everyone that's in there. But what do you do if there's no comparables, right? So a lot of stuff going on in the property management world, and I thought today, you know, it might relate to you potentially now or in the next 6 to 12 months in particular as we, you know, as vacancy rates continue to tighten and we expect some more rent growth. So in this particular case, what I would say to you guys is, you know, how do you know you've pushed the rents too far, right? Pop that in the chat for me if you know. How do you know if you've actually pushed the rents too far? What are the consequences, I guess? What happens when we push it too far? What's the next week look like after that? Let me know in the chat if you have got some feedback on that for me. Because in this situation, what we found out to be true is obviously the ultimate thing that gets caused or that gets created, right, is loss of revenue, right? And so I'm going to try something today just to keep trying to explain this in some sort of logic sense. So the first thing we need to do, team, you might have heard me talk about the three P's, right? One of them is price. Anyone want to pop in the chat what the other two are for me? So three P's. I think we spoke about this maybe a month ago. Hopefully you guys remember. So the first one on three P's is price. I might give away the second one there on presentation, and last one, promotion. So in this case, we had a situation where went out to the property. Alex is right there. Rent stress, high vacancy, Correct. So at the moment, on this particular property, we found out, if I can get my tech working properly, presentation was fine. Place was great. 12-month-old build, no issues whatsoever. It was clean, tidy, presents really well. Promotional stuff, we came in, we fixed that straight away. But what we found was potentially the price was a little bit too far. Now, how far was it? Well, the data would suggest maybe it was only sort of, $20 a week, so nothing too significant, right? But what we find out, team, is if the rent is $600 per week and we're 3 weeks vacancy, right, it's a gross revenue there of about $1,800, right, that the owner's missing out on straight away, right? Now we got to factor in some letting costs. What we know to be true, the average letting cost is around $1,500. And so all of a sudden, you're looking at some significant there. So what's that? Can someone do the math for me? Is that right? 3,300. Three should be around the mark in that space. So, we all of a sudden were working on this $3,300 that I've lost, lost revenue, expenses. Now we know that this letting costs here is generally the average. So, there's not much we can change there in that space. But what we can change as investors and as owners is that potential lost revenue up top. Now, this may differ for you, obviously, based on rent per week. But that $1,800 per week, team, is what we wanted to change, what we wanted to do. So how do we go about that? What normally happens is you get a call from your property manager and tell me if this happened to you, and they'll say, yes, Mr. Owner, it's all fine. We're just going to go again. We'll open it again on Saturday, right? Anyone heard of that sort of language, dialogue, right? What I would say, team, is that's the hope strategy, and hope strategy doesn't work, right? The smart investors like you guys generally will grab all the information and make an informed decision and ultimately tackle that head on and take action. And so, with that sort of stuff, what I would say to you guys is make sure you're in the driver's seat, right? If you're not getting the feedback the other way, don't wait on it because, the definition of insanity is just doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So, to Luke's point, who's jumped on today, we actually had a conversation the other day and was like, look, we can sit tight, right? We can sit tight. We cannot wait. We can sort of hope that someone will turn up and hope someone will ring the phone and ring us up today looking to view it. But after 13 years in the industry, team, I can certainly tell you it doesn't work, right? It just doesn't work. Even in a strong market, you've got to tackle it head on and be proactive, right? So what are we going to do about it? Well, is there any comparable properties that we have leased recently and we can get a list of some prospective tenants and contact those people? Is there any social media activity we can do? Is there any sort of local neighbors, businesses, anyone in that sort of neighborhood that we can talk to and promote the business, the development or the property in this case, where there might be a family looking to move in, or there might be that professional couple, depending on who you're targeting in that space. Because like I said, Tim, the strategy of hoping that someone is just going to turn up on that Saturday when you haven't got anyone there just doesn't work. If you're on the market for 5 days, 7 days, generally in the first week, team, if you haven't got significant interest, you haven't got applications knocking on your door, that's when you know you've pushed a little bit too far, and we've got to go back to those three Ps and have a look at which one, in this case, it was the price in this case, but you've got to have a look at which framework within those three Ps is something you can influence and change and have an impact to make sure that come Saturday at the open home, you're going to get some people through the door. Yes, there are a bunch of other things we can do with the realestate.com listing and all that sort of stuff, but essentially, team, that's kind of my point today, is if the property is vacant in a strong market, I think, look, something's up, right? Got to go figure it out. Don't wait. Absolutely take action. So, from there, you just got to reassess things and get going. So, three P's, team: price, presentation, promotion. Don't forget those next time you need to lease your property out. They're the three things you can absolutely influence as an investor. For our property management team, yes, there's lots of things going on, but bringing that back to those three P's and working out the strategy from there. Now, before I go today, team, I wanted to throw it out there. If there's any questions, any happy to spitball for a couple of minutes that we've got online today before we all get on with our day on a Wednesday. So if there's any questions, pop that in the chat for me. I'm happy to stick around and spitball about that in a little bit. And look, I'm also interested in finding out if you guys want to find out or you're experiencing any challenges throughout your holding phase of property via the property management way. If there's anything you guys want to know, let me know. Questions in there. Brian says, for the rental yield, what should we be aiming for? Realistically, 6%. Brian, look, there's probably a range of different things we can talk about in rental yields. I think depending on location, right? So to give you some context, so, you know, if we look at our Brisbane sort of managements and business and clientele up here as opposed to Victoria down in Melbourne, the yields can obviously differ. Obviously, the yield is that return, based on what you purchased it there. And I suppose depending on what those metrics look like will determine what a good rental yield is, I suppose. But it also comes back down to, you know, what growth plan you have in place with your coaching team and things like that. Are you going for capital growth? Are you going for cash flow in those particular deals that you're looking to purchase or have purchased? So I suppose, for Brisbane, I think we're seeing, things 4.5% to 5% in most cases probably seems the norm. If you're buying, stock that's more expensive, obviously, then maybe that yield contracts a little bit. But probably one there for the coaches. I might get Jason actually to maybe come and talk about yields give you guys a run through that. Cool. Range of questions that coming through. Thanks, Brian. Sonia, rising insurance costs are a problem. Do you have a good contact getting a better deal? Yeah. Look, I actually, to be honest, I was actually going to do insurance today. I told Warren, who's helping me today, I was actually going to talk about landlord's insurance today, but I changed my mind last minute. But Sonia, it's look, I'm no insurance broker by any means, but I certainly we have a recommended party there we can sort of talk to you about there. So I might, if you want to drop me an email there across the bottom of the screen, or I can reach out certainly. Certainly be able to guide you in that best direction. Cool, team. A few questions there. I know we're running out of time, but what I might do, guys, is collate those questions and come back to you next week and deliver a topic on those questions. It might be something worthwhile for everyone. But, team, thanks so much again. Property Management Wednesdays done and dusted. Yes, there's a QR code on there if you want to come have a chat with me. But, team, I hope you have a nice day on your Wednesdays. Grab a coffee. Thanks for jumping on, team. I'll pause there. I think Jason is back tomorrow, so we'll let him get back on Wealth Coffee Chats. Thanks, team.